Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, hey, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you again for another edition of the Dr. Tanji Show with yours truly, Dr. Tanji. And of course, my lady from the kitty from the city.
In the building.
It's a show where we inspire, where we motivate, where we assist you from getting to where you are right now, to where you want to be, with practical solutions and kingdom principles. And we hopefully are doing what is needed to really motivate you and inspire you. It is the show where we have a section or a segment of the show called How Did I Get Here? And it's basically where you, the listening audience, hit us at Dr. Tanji on Instagram, or at Dr. Tanji Show, excuse me, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you ask whatever questions that you want to ask, and there's no judgment, and we have that feature of the show where we answer your questions, hopefully to the best of our ability. That will get you where you need to be. We have guests that come on the show, and they are people that are doing what the premise of the show is. They've got a product. They are getting that gift, and that gift is making room for them with great people, bringing them before great people. Another woman that we've got on the show, our guest for the day, is unbelievable. Not going to introduce her just yet because you got to listen to the principal, all right? Today's principle, we talked about vision, and I told you, everybody has one. It's inherent that you have a vision. It is that dream, and I kind of gave you an analogy of a dream that kind of keeps you up at night. You know that it can propel you to where you want to be, because what that dream is really, it's your vision, and God didn't, or your creator, not to be disrespectful to anyone, because we may have listeners that know him as Yahweh. We may have listeners that know him as Jehovah. We may have listeners that know him as the creator. But as long as you know that there is someone, there is some spiritual being that is so much bigger than yourself that created absolutely everything. Now, what happens is that dream lies sometimes dormant. Maybe when you were a child, you dreamt of doing something and you got excited about it and you could see it. And it's like when you close your eyes and you got in that space, you were able to see exactly the constructs of that dream. And it tickled you because you were like, hey, I can do that. And then you went around and you told some of your friends, hey, I got this dream. And when I grow up, I'm going to be ellipse, ellipse, ellipse. And then somewhere along the way, someone or something discouraged you and told you to just focus on today. Why are you dreaming so big? Who told you that you could do that? Well, today, my friends, who told you that you couldn't? And that is what this show is about. It is truly to awaken that giant that's in you. So I wrote a couple of things down, because this woman to my right with the brown on always told me that you got to flow. So I need to flow. I'm flowing here. So I wrote down just a couple of aspects of your dream, of your vision. It is the key to life. These are characteristics of vision. It is a dream only viewed by your heart. So if you're trying to see your vision or that dream with these things that we call our eyes, it's impossible. And I say that with the utmost respect, because true vision, it is so embedded in you that when you are in that space, you lose all track of time. You get excited like you did when you were a child, like you did when you knew that no one could stop you? Same way. And what that vision does is it will cause a revelation to your future. And what I really want to be very sensitive when I talk about your future, and we'll talk about that on another show, but your future is not outside of you. It's in you. It's in you, and it's just, it's lying dormant for that particular time in your life when that set time, and you know, and there's absolutely nothing and nobody, no circumstance that can stop you when you make up your mind. And I, again, don't want to get ahead of myself, but that is a principle that you really just got to make your mind up. It's almost as if you're answering the question, who am I? Or the questions, rather, who am I? And we talked about this. Why am I here? Where am I from? What can I do? And what is my destiny? Now, all of that ties in, believe it or not, with your vision. Because another key element of vision, it will cause you to have periods of isolation. And if you have associates and they don't really know you as a friend, those associates will maybe have the mindset of, oh, she or he's just depressed. No, I'm just rediscovering who am I. I'm rediscovering why I'm here. I'm rediscovering why this nagging feeling or nagging dream every night that I close my eyes or whenever I'm by myself, I have the tendency to see all those things in color again. That's vision. We're going to talk about that vision. We're going to literally hold your hand because you're just that important to me. You're so important to me that I went through it for you. Our guest goes through it for you. And when you, honestly, again, not wanting to get ahead of myself, but when you have the spirit of leadership and not the leadership spirit, when you have the spirit of leadership, you are so connected with your creator that you know when to do it, when not to do it, when to speak, when not to speak. And all of it ties in. When you've gone through something, you must go back and you must tell someone that'll hear you. Let me give you this advice. This is what happened, or this is what worked for me. Now, another key principle of your vision is start with the end in mind. Now, what does that look like? Have you ever gone past a plot of land and it looks barren? It may be zoned for commercial use. And you're riding by it and you've noticed it from time to time, but this particular time you see a sign that says future site. And whatever that future site is, oftentimes the architect or the dreamer will have maybe a picture. This is what it's going to look like. These are the specs of the building. This is how, you know, you can park your car. If you're, you know, conservative, energy conservant, you will be able to plug your car in or whatever that modality looks like. But the picture is, you get the picture. And then soon you start to see maybe the people going out and grading the land. And then you start to see buildings that or concrete or foundation that's poured. And you get excited, or at least I do, when I see something like that. And for me, I just begin to pray, man, oh God, bless that business. And don't let them run out of money and let them have the right people on their team. Because when you are a visionary, you go back and make certain that other people know that, hey, I'm rooting for you. I'm supporting you. I may not know you and I don't have to, But we're human. We're beings. And we all have an assignment down here. So if I can make your life better, why not? Why not offer a smile? Why not offer a word of encouragement? Why not tell you that, you know what, you're going to be just fine. Don't quit. Whatever you do, don't quit. Another principle that I feel like it's very, very important is that you got to get out your own way. You got to move. I cannot stress that enough to you. You got to move out of your way. And that moving out of your way will cause you to write down every reason why you can't do what you know has been placed in you, what you know you've been dreaming about, what you know can answer a question, because that is part of your purpose. Purpose, dreams, go hand in hand, but purpose will always give you a vivid illustration of what vision is. It will just blow your mind how intellectual this thing is. But it will cause you also to write down, write that vision down, write that dream down. Two, make up your mind after you've written down your excuses.
Right.
There are several. If you're like me, I think I went through 2 pages of excuses why I couldn't do what I wanted to do or what I believe God had placed in me to do. And then when I finished with that excuse or those lists of excuses, I wrote down every reason why I can. I wrote down every reason, because remember, your true vision will always make you serve someone else. Mm. It will always do it. And if you're not, then perhaps, and again, not to be offensive and not to be insensitive, but maybe you need to kind of check that vision with his vision for your life. And another component of getting out of your way, once you've made up your mind, once you've written down every excuse why you can't, once you've written every excuse as to why you can, now you put that vivid picture that you've dreamt on paper. Now here's the scary part. You got to give it back to him. And in that area, in that space, there's a breaking. And you got to be okay with that breaking. You got to be okay with the breaking. And the breaking can be so intense that you'll question everything you know about yourself. Then you'll look for other people to inspire you before you've even written it, before you even believe that you could do it. And you may not get the answer that you want. You may get, it ain't time. Are you kidding me? Why didn't you think about that, girlfriend, before you had children? Or nobody's done it like that before. Or the one that I really like, who gonna finance it? But how old are you? Block out the noise. Be ready for it. But make up your mind. This is the day, not the year. Because if you go back to what's written, it plainly tells us this is the day that the Lord has made. Then it gives you a command to rejoice and be made glad. Because there are days when you just ain't glad for whatever reason. But if nothing more than to trust the God in you and to trust yourself, get up. Let's get busy. Let's do this. Last key, it's not a sprint. It's not a competition. And you got to hear me when I say that. You are in competition with no one but yourself. So the only proving that you got to do, honestly, is to prove to yourself that I can do this. And no matter how many times you fall, get up. No matter how many times you fall, get up. No matter how many times you cry, okay, it's all right. You're going to be okay. And that's a promise. That's how important you are. That's why we're here, to make certain that you do what you're supposed to do. And that's get busy. Someone says, it ain't the season. Every day that you wake up, it's your season. So every day you wake up, it's your season to get busy. Thank you so very much for listening. And we are going to segue now into a woman who did just that. She's a woman who, when I first met her, we chatted a little bit and we were talking about each other's dreams and ideas. And I don't remember if we held each other accountable, but I remember the conversation that we're going to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And to see what this woman has done, she has written books and she speaks. And when she opens her mouth, you know that she means business. So it's almost like, thank you so much for coming, Dawn Strozier.
Thank you for having me.
How did you get here?
God's grace. Yes.
What fueled, and your list goes on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. What fueled you to say, you know what, this just isn't working for me anymore?
Right.
What was it?
Well, one of the things is I didn't have a clear vision of what I wanted to do. So my life didn't start to happen for me until I got clear.
Very good.
And when I got clear, when I got clear, I had to make some decisions.
Mm.
And then I began to take steps, the steps necessary to get there.
Wow.
So I got clear. I got a clear vision of what God was calling me to do. believe it or not, I'm not going to tell my age on air. I'm not going to do that to myself.
Just because you're going to be 21 again?
I know.
There's a shame in that.
It feels like it. But it took me a minute. It took me a minute to get clear on what God wanted for me, because I believe I had so many things I could do. You know, I'm not saying that I'm that talented, but I had so many different directions I could go in.
Okay.
But it wasn't until I got clear on what he was calling me to do that my life began to take shape.
Wow.
So I enjoy helping people.
Mm.
And God's going to use everything in your life. So he used one of some of my biggest insecurities. He used one of my biggest, setbacks. And allowed that to be my career. So growing up, I was very insecure about the way that I looked.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was thin. I didn't like looking in the mirror.
Okay.
I was dating. When I started dating, when I got old enough to date out of high school, when I would bring someone home to visit or they'd stop by to visit, they'd see my sister and they'd look at me in disappointment. Because my sister is amazingly beautiful, thick, hourglass figure. Then you have a little size zero Dawn. So dating was hard for me. I literally watched my friend stop by with interest in me and kind of look at my sister and look back at me and switch teams right before my eyes.
Oh, wow, Dawn.
But I didn't get upset because I loved her. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I would date and men would say, you're too thin. Oh, most men wouldn't like you and try to fatten me up.
But I'm saying men looking at you now online, like,
same man asked turn around and asked to marry me. But I ended up not liking a lot about me.
Wow.
I didn't like a lot about me.
Wow.
So I was in Cleveland, Ohio when that happened. I moved to California. I said, California, here I come. Where thin is in. I'm going to California. And moved to L.A. and brought my same hang up, same insecurities.
Okay.
And I remember going on my first date here. 21 years old, 9 degrees outside. I came out with a leather jacket down to my knees because I didn't want him to look and see how thin I was. I said, oh, he doesn't realize when he asked me out, he doesn't realize how thin I am.
Oh, wow.
So I went on my first date and he came to pick me up and he's like, you can see the look on his face when I walk out in the leather jacket down to my knees, and he goes, are you okay? I'm good. So we go to Red Lobster, right? and he pulls out my chair and I have a seat. So you want to take your jacket off? I says, no, I'm okay. He says, you're not hot? No, I'm fine. Sweat running down the side of my face.
Wow. All because of insecurity.
All because of my own insecurities.
Wow.
And that young man said to me, we need to stop. Because I don't know what you're going through, but I think you're absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And I think that there's something here. So he said, I need you to talk to me. He's talked to me from that moment on. And then we never ate that day. He just sat there and told, why do you have this jacket? What are you hiding from that you have to face?
Wow.
Because if you don't face it, you won't get through it. You won't get over it. You won't get to where you need to go.
Absolutely.
And so I said, well, I'm thin. He said, what do you mean you're thin? I'm a size zero. And most men don't like, and I just spilled it all out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what are you talking about? What men are you dating?
Yeah.
And I started saying all my stuff, all my past. And he just sat there looking like, are you serious? So he took me to the gym. He's a firm believer in whatever you don't like. Let's start working on it. Let's start physically working on it and mentally working on it. So physically, I'm going to take you to the gym because in the gym, you can build a booty. You can build some abs. You can build your arms. You can build some legs.
Yeah.
We can build all that stuff. Right. That's superficial. And then we got to start working on this mindset of yours.
Now, all of this from a dinner that didn't take place.
Changed my life.
Wow.
Changed my life.
So with that, Dawn, how did you know, okay, I'm picking up the pieces. Mm-hmm. I'm allowing God to do what he does so well in my life. Now we go to the fitness guru.
Okay, this was it. Walked into the gym and loved the way I felt at the gym. Huh. Walked into the gym. I spent hours there.
Okay.
The next day, back at the gym. Okay. The next day, the gym was empowering for me. And then I said, I love the way this feels so much. I want to share with other women with the same insecurities about themselves.
Wow.
What it feels like to start working on your stuff.
And
then I started reading some things.
And it's interesting that, ladies, you're talking about, again, helping, you know, where you are and where you want to be. But you work with so many people, Dawn, from, you know, a single mom, career women, celebrities in the entertainment industry. How do you approach different clients, you know, where they are? Because everybody is not athletically, you know, trained. Everybody doesn't have a mindset to, a lot of people are afraid of the gym.
But everybody has a goal.
Okay. So you start with the goal.
Everybody has a vision. And I learned this from one of my clients who was 60-something years old and on the highest form of cholesterol medicine he could be he was on something else for cholesterol, high blood pressure. He was on everything. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I want to get in shape. I want to be in the best shape of my life. So I'm thinking the best shape of his life was simply get you off the cholesterol medicine, you off the stuff for a high blood pressure. That was, I thought, the best shape. Okay. I talked to his doctor. I said, since he's on the highest form of cholesterol medicine, let's take him off. And let me get him a 6-week regimen because I want to know that what I'm doing is working. Doctor said, okay, because if he doesn't, he's going to actually have a heart attack or a stroke. So he says, as long as he's working out every single day.
Okay.
So now I trained him for 12 weeks, lost the weight. The doctor was like, oh, great. And then he sat down and told me he didn't reach his goal. And I said, huh? He said, okay, I'm off the medicine, but this isn't what I wanted. He was 59 years old at the time. And I was like, what did you want? He wanted abs. So I said, I need you to get clear. Show me what you want.
Okay.
So then he give me a picture so as your trainer I can show you. So everybody has an idea of what they want to look like or how they want to feel.
Right.
So I asked him to be clear. Give me a clear picture or clear understanding of what you want. Then, just like you said, have a dream. Most people don't do to-do lists.
Right.
Successful people don't work from a to-do list. They work from a calendar. They work from events, and then they go back. So you're going to pick up. So I want you to pick what you want to look like, and I'm going to tell you how hard you have to work for it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So everybody has a vision of what they want to look like.
I absolutely love
that. So he sent me a picture. We sat down. Oh, you want abs? And then I said, well, this is what it takes to get there.
Okay.
So that's what I did for myself.
So,
I had a vision of the person I wanted to be, the confidence I wanted to have. I wanted this. I wanted that. I'm still a size zero, but the shape different.
Right, So it's the individual goal.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
you know, individually,
I like
what you want. And that's with anything in your
anything
life. I think, like I said, fitness is one. If it's business, if it's relationships, because, again, if you want to be interactive, at Dr. Tanji Show right now, we have Lynette in ATL that we'll talk to. She hit you on Twitter, Dr. Tanji, and she is talking about a very realistic situation that a lot of us can relate to all day, every day. She says she gains weight every time she breaks up with a man. Mm-hmm. And what steps can she take to combat emotional eating or just a lack of motivation when she is ending a relationship?
That's what we are. So ending a relationship, I do what's called habit-based coaching. Write down all your bad habits, then replace those bad habits with new habits. So you know when you're ending a relationship, you kind of know when a relationship is coming, when it's about to end. Mm-hmm. So if your habit, when my relationship is ending, I'm always eating, which is making you gain weight, or I'm emotionally driven. So what do you do? Instead of eating, you do what? Eating serves a purpose. I'm a firm believer in that bad habits are serving a purpose.
Right.
So you have to replace it with something that gives you the same benefit or the same feeling.
That's good.
So
that's
instead really of good. Eating something, I would suggest I made the gym my go-to. When I got upset about Dawn, I got frustrated. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to food, I went to the gym because gym empowered me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot
so
of sense.
So what else empowers you? Mm-hmm. When you start to feeling bad about yourself, when you sometimes we go through emotional, we become emotional eaters because we're feeling like, oh, another failed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out what does eating do for you at that time? Does it make you feel good? So we need something that's going to give you the same benefit. Keep going to the gym. I'd say get up and go to the gym. Gym, good endorphins it's called the dopamine, right?
Absolutely.
They call it Kardashian drug. That's stimulating the brain. It's a happy drug.
Right.
So you can get that happy feeling from going to the gym, from meeting your girlfriends there, from exercise on a regular basis to stimulate that dopamine in your brain that makes you feel happy and good like food does. Mm-hmm. So I would say try spending more time in the gym towards the end of your relationship as it begins to.
Okay, Lennon, I'll meet you there. Plus, you need to show me these guys and I'll let you know.
Yes.
We'll scan them for you, okay? We have the Dr. Tanji's scan service. And do whatever makes you feel good. If it's the gym, great. You know,
if it's shopping.
If it's shopping. You know, or you know what I really love too? Trying something you've never done. A lot of times people get out of, like Dr. Tanji said, get out of your own way. Something you thought about and you never tried it, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like you've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I do it every day. I do it every day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so very much for that. How did you know, Dawn, that this was a business blossoming and this is what I need to do because it worked for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
I began to see the benefits in other people.
Okay.
And I set a price to it. A young lady who was, I said, hey, I can, a young lady, a friend of mine who was severely, I guess you should say, I guess that's a good way to say it now.
Yeah.
She was severely overweight.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Grossly.
She was grossly. I didn't want to say grossly. She was 400 pounds. And she wanted to have the surgery. It was my best girlfriend. I said, if I can get 100 pounds off of you, will you not have the surgery?
Wow.
She said, yes. I said, but you have to pay me for it. Because when you pay me for it, you're going to show up.
Uh-huh.
If you spend your money for it, you'll show up. And she started to pay me. We got 100 pounds off of her. It took her 6 months, but she got it off.
Right.
And from then, I knew I had a business. I also knew because I felt good about what I was doing.
Okay.
It was a service I was rendering to other people.
Okay.
I felt great about it.
Yeah.
And then I started to help people have success.
Wow.
So, yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So from the physical aspect, and now you've got a component that is, I would venture to say, is a little bit more important because your mind, all right, is going to dictate everything.
Absolutely.
It is. How did you get that motivational component? You got the physical, all right? You said, yep, I can do this as a business.
Right.
But you give people more, you know, than what they kind of bargain for.
Right.
How did you put that emotional quotient in there?
It has to come first, actually. It has to come first because I have to get you to make a decision. And when you make a decision, then it's done. You know how women are when they decide. They can love somebody's
absolutely.
Dirty drawers, can't live without them. And the very next day, cannot stand them because they made that switch. So I have to get you to make that mental switch.
I have to
teach you how to exercise your mental muscle, your mental toughness.
Okay.
Because if you don't decide, it's not done. So you decide by deciding. Like you said, make that list of why you need to. I tell people, make a list of all the reasons why you need to do this.
Right.
Why it's important for you. And what will happen if you don't make the change.
Mm.
And then I got to get you to connect with it.
Okay.
So how I get them to connect with the reason why is if that reason wakes you up in the morning, that's
Come
it.
On.
Without alarm clock, that's it. If it doesn't, you got to get another reason. So I practice telling me right until you exhaust every reason why you should do this.
Absolutely.
Down to, oh, it makes me feel good. I want to look amazing.
Yeah.
Write out every reason. Then use each reason one at a time to get you up.
I love it.
And the very next day, the first reason to get you up, but will it get you up every day? By Tuesday, by Wednesday or Friday, the end of the week, that reason no longer is strong enough.
Absolutely.
Because I'm tired and I stay up late watching TV kicks in.
Yeah.
I wake up every single morning without an alarm clock because I'm excited about what I do and I'm serious about what I want.
So you are a prime example of what these principles yes. are. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Even on previous shows,
yes.
because again, the show is driven to get you from where you want to be,
right.
but it makes you think. Mm-hmm. It makes you go inside yeah. and say, you know what? I got to be better.
Right.
I know that why I was put here mm-hmm. is so much bigger than yeah. me. And for you to say, okay, mm-hmm. let's do this.
Yeah.
And it came from a place where you yourself was right. victimed mm-hmm. by yeah. your appearance.
Right. Now, and the negative conversations I was having with myself on a regular basis, I kept feeding into what everybody else was saying, huh. which wasn't true.
Glad you brought that up, absolutely. Because that psychologically messes with mm-hmm. a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
I kept those things alive in my own head. So it wasn't until wow. I started replacing that negative conversation with better conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All of those guys turned around and asked to marry me. Before I started doing fitness, every last one of them have asked to marry me. All the ones that cheated on me with women that were so-called bigger hips, bigger butt, voluptuous, my little skinny self. But I'm the one y'all want to marry. I'm just trying
to... And then what about women who can't, but just the gym? A lot of people, mm-hmm. Dawn, honestly, are challenged and, right. and scared to go to gym.
Right.
Just like your vision, LA, where everything is... It's actually injections and Botox, but, you right. know, everybody's sculpted perfectly.
Uh-huh.
A lot of women, that's the main thing I hear them say, well, everybody has on a spandex, it's a fashion show. So what if the fear is not being comfortable in there? What options can people do in their homes, in their communities that can begin to help them with that? Because that will block a lot of people. Everybody exactly. have that mindset, they.
Yeah, everyone has excuses.
Look, I'm looking out for y'all, for the yeah. ones who like, I'm not
it.
Going to Planet Fitness, you right. know, with spandex, and I'm all yeah. over the place.
Yeah.
You count too.
Yes, you
whatever
do.
You, like you said earlier, do what you like to do, because what you like to do, you'll stand it for the long haul. So if it's dancing,
yeah.
dance. If it's running, run. And you don't necessarily have to do these things at the gym. You can do them right in the comfort of your own home. I have a program coming out called No Excuses. You can turn me on in your living room and you can dance, because I believe your excuses, they explain you, mm-hmm. but they don't excuse you. They explain
wow.
why you do what you do,
yeah.
but they don't excuse you.
I like
and at
that.
Some point, you got to build that mental toughness up in such a way where you walk into the gym and you don't see anybody else in their spandex.
Mm.
You don't see all that. All you see is what you bring.
But those blockers on, do you?
Yeah, yes, because at absolutely. Some point, you gotta go. Ladies, if you want to build nice glutes, you can start at home, but at some point, you got to put some heavy weight to it.
Wow.
So you're going to have to step into the gym.
Oh, I love it.
You're going to have to step into the gym.
It.
Yeah.
Do you do one-on-one sessions with yeah. people if they're not based in LA? How can they make that connection and get with you?
Yes, you can DM me on all social media.
Okay.
Dawn Strozier, DawnStrozier.
Okay.
You can go to my website, ds-fitness.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can send me an email.
Oh, wow.
Yes, as a matter of fact, God is so good. my business is growing. So I have clientele in other states.
Oh,
he's actually enlarging my territory, and
absolutely.
He has been for some time. So it's important for me to finish my online platform. I'm very excited about that, because there's no excuse for you not to be in the shape that you want to be in. When you do the steps necessary, you can get there.
I love it.
And that's one thing I love about social media. Mm-hmm. Say what yes. you want, but the technology allows you to interact with anybody all around the world.
Absolutely.
You know, yes. so that's excellent.
You can excellent. Train with whoever you want from your own home.
Yeah. I like the way you said
yeah.
that.
I know.
Because if I start thinking about who I want to train
okay.
with.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
The internet has made the world. It's bigger. You realize how big it is, but smaller all at the same
oh,
time.
Absolutely.
So long distance relationships have a chance now.
Thank yes. you, Dawn. Is there a question before I ask the next question to Dawn?
I tell you what, yeah, Carlos, he's in LA.
Okay.
Wow, he said, Dr. Tanji, I'm having a challenge getting my wife to work out.
Mm.
Okay.
Awesome.
She's gained a lot of weight since we've been married 2 years ago. Love her, want to help her, even ask her to go to gym or walk with me. Nothing is working. What's next? Don't want to be out, but that's not who I married.
Wow.
What well, February's coming up. February is Couples Month to exercise. Find out what she likes to do.
Absolutely.
Find out what she wants to do, and you do it with her.
That's a good question.
Inviting her
good
to the answer. Gym with you. Find if she wants to go Zumba, you go Zumba.
Absolutely.
It was created by a man. Don't be afraid.
He said
go
he
Zumba.
Asked her to do that. She
turn on some tapes at home. Yeah. Take what kind walking. Of tapes?
Zumba at Any, home?
They got Zumba tapes at home. Anything.
But anything I would say, with cardio. Look, Carlos, is, you hear where I'm going.
Now, anything find out with what cardio. She likes.
Yeah,
find out what she play. Likes is in terms of exercise.
Absolutely.
And then meet her halfway.
Absolutely.
Meet her there. But most importantly, you can start by a good diet.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily have to. You can lose 2 pounds a week on what you decide to put in your mouth.
Oh, really?
So if you understand that carbohydrates are energy foods, mm-hmm. they're for you to. They're for energy only.
Right.
If you don't burn them off, they store as fat. So the only carbs I have is at noon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you need that pick-me-up
yeah.
to continue.
After my workout, okay. I'll do some carbohydrates to kind okay. of replenish my energy.
Okay.
But those carbs can take me through the rest of the day.
Gotcha.
In the evening when you guys are winding down to watch TV or to read a good book
mm-hmm.
Or to help your kids with their homework, you don't need dinner that's high in carbohydrates.
Right.
Pasta, beans, rice, potatoes, bread. What happens is we eat all those things and we go to sleep on all these carbs.
Right.
And in the morning, they're available to be used. Okay. But what we do is we don't go to the gym. And if we do go to the gym, we're burning off the carbs and we never get to our store fat. But if you don't go to the gym, you wake up and you pour carbs on top of carbs. And now tomorrow you got double the carbs to burn off. Okay. And your body never catches up to the fat burning process. But what you can do, being February being the month of lovers, what you can do is cook for her. And cook her all
Ooh,
healthy
Carlos.
Stuff.
Good.
Cook hey. For her every night dinner differently. She won't
yeah.
even know it's
yeah.
it's a game plan to you yeah. introducing her to food to dinner without carbohydrates.
Mm.
Make sexy salads
yeah.
while eat in the evening for dinner
Absolutely.
With a nice bed of tuna
like
or salmon
that
on top.
Nice.
And
Uh-oh.
Watch her and then have her step on the scale at the end of the week and watch she's lost 2 pounds. So you're going to love her a different way.
Yeah, Carlos. Every time y'all step on the scale, like, this is how long, depending on how many pounds you lose,
yes.
this is how much love you get, baby.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Like that's cute.
With the sexy salad. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we should only be, naturally, I believe we should only be going to bed on roughage, on salad stuff, because or high fiber stuff, because you know what it does? At night, you know, that's when your body does its best work.
Absolutely.
That's when it repairs itself and heals
Absolutely.
Itself. And we have antioxidants in your body.
Absolutely.
It only helps your body become that much more powerful.
Right.
Carbohydrates, it takes out of your body cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
It takes out of your body carbohydrates that you don't burn off. Antioxidants, which are leafy green vegetables, it helps your body create new blood every 90 days. Did you know your
yeah.
body does that?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not surprised absolutely. At anything we
But a lot
do.
Of times we're not getting rest or we're not
right.
feeding our body the things that
right.
we need to feed it so it can do the work that it's been destined to do, that God ordained it to do.
Absolutely.
So if you don't do your body right, that's why we, you know, contracting
uh-huh.
all these
right.
diseases
yeah.
and tired and
so
everything
think about
much
it.
Younger.
If our blood, if we get new blood every 9 days,
mm-hmm.
and they are drawing from our blood to see if we have cancer or diabetes. But if we're getting new, replenished blood every 30 days, every 90 days, you
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
At some point, we shouldn't have that anymore.
Exactly.
But
constantly
we're constantly
restoring.
Feeding ourselves toxic food, acidic food. We never give our body a chance to rebuild new blood, rebuild new healthy cells. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Sense. And you're so passionate
oh, yeah.
with what you're saying and
Thank
what
you.
You're doing. Thank you so very much for
yeah.
being the example
Thank
that
you.
We need to see.
Thank
oh, yeah, Dawn Strozier. She, yeah, she walks the walk.
Yeah.
So.
So, Dawn Strozier, mm-hmm. you're building and you're building, and then your gift is
mm-hmm.
bringing you before great people.
Yeah.
What was it like when you got that call or whatever that was
hmm.
that said, okay, Mr. wants to see you and
yeah.
Miss wants to see you.
Mm.
What was that like?
Well, sometimes you not when I in retrospect, I saw it coming. I didn't see it coming.
Hmm.
God started to maneuver my life where he started. I would be introduced to people
okay.
who were doing some major things.
Okay.
He would put me in a room with folks who were doing things on another scale.
Yeah.
So I started to walk around some great people.
Ah.
And then one day I got the call that literally changed my life. Mr. Steve Harvey called me and said, Don, come train me. Well, actually, Rashawn McDonald, his manager, called and said, hey, we were thinking about it, Don. Come and train us.
Oh.
They took me to New York City, and I lived there, and they paid me to train.
Oh, Don.
But it was coming prior to.
Yeah.
So I would say, I saw it coming, but I didn't know what God was doing. He was maneuvering things, and
mm-hmm.
I was in the room with some amazing people, and then it just started to unfold.
Yeah,
and ever
yeah.
since then, God's been doing what he said he'd do.
Yeah. yeah. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed your being around people who are influencers?
Yes.
You know, their names or household
mm-hmm.
names. what's your mindset when you're there? I mean, do you just kind of pinch yourself and say, you know, man, I'm here?
Or not necessarily, because I know God can do it. I'm not surprised. We serve a God who can do anything but fail.
Yeah.
Ephesians 3:20 says he can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we think or imagine.
Yeah.
According to the faith and belief that we have.
Absolutely.
So I believed it, and he began to bring it into fruition. Yeah.
I
wasn't surprised. I was grateful. I sat there grateful. And it was interesting because I got a call when I was going off to train with Steve, when someone was saying to me, they couldn't, how's that going to work?
Oh, come on.
He knows. And the interesting thing was, Steve knows Tony Martinez, who's probably the highest paid trainer on the planet because he was training Jenna Jackson at the time.
Okay.
Making incredible money, right?
Okay.
He knows AJ Johnson. He knows some amazing trainers.
Right.
But he chose me.
Hmm.
He chose me. And a lot of times it's not necessarily because I'm one of the best.
Yeah.
I believe that. I put the time in for my craft.
Right.
But sometimes it can be just how you get along with other people.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a firm believer that attitude is just so very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a soliloquy that I teach my daughter. I have taught my daughter because she runs a business back in Atlanta. And one of the things I tell her is what determines how long you'll be successful is two things. You honor what you vowed when you were working your way to that and how you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the people business, so we have to make certain that we put
absolutely. He said it to me. He said, "I think you're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
What I like the most is how you are able to maneuver yourself around people, how you can be seen and not be seen. That's what I love. I love your attitude. I love your disposition. You're easy to get along with. You don't ask, and when you don't ask for a whole lot, we give you more. They called me. Said, what's your? They asked me, what's your?" I don't know if it was per diem or what do I need? What do you need to travel? And I was like, huh? What do you need us to give you? Oh, nothing. Just, hey, you don't need first class. Do you need, like, what do you want when you get to your new apartment?
What is that, rider? That's
right.
What do you need?
What do you need?
I was like, hey, whatever you want to give. I'm happy with my paycheck.
Wow.
Okay. Whatever you want to give. And because I said that, when I arrived, I got everything.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Because
that.
I'm around giving people. I know that Rashawn and Steve are giving people.
Right.
So I don't have to ask you for a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
They were already setting out to pay me some great money.
Yeah.
More money.
So wonderful.
In a month.
You look like your eyes getting ready to start watering. Yes. Think about it.
Think about them days.
The Steve Harvey check.
God is able to do that again.
Absolutely.
It's the same God. What he did before, he do it again.
Right.
It's the
multiply.
Same,
believe it.
So, yeah.
I love
it's my attitude. I believe it's my attitude. My attitude is trying to stay humble and just trusting God to do what he's going to do.
Absolutely.
And being grateful more than anything.
You said something that really kind of piqued my interest.
Uh-huh.
We all know that there is power in prayer.
Yeah.
But we also know that prayer is an action word.
Yes.
So oftentimes we don't want to mistake us just praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it says be still, you just kind of, well, I'm not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You said, because I'm one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to explain that to someone who knows their position in life and their office in life because they feel like they're among the best, too.
Yes.
You know, they're one of the best. That kind of stamina, that kind of camaraderie, that kind of characteristic about yourself, it blows the minds, I'm sure, of people because he did say, you're able to move in certain circles and not lose your head, you know? So that comes with discipline.
Right.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You're always ready.
Yeah.
Because if you have to get ready, you're not ready.
You're not ready. And so, I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I was on the show with my closest friend, Najuma Pollard, and she says, Don, when are you going to start sharing the gospel? And I said, this was the 1st of January. We did a show to bring in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I believe God called me to speak.
Okay.
No doubt. I made a commitment to 2019 to just be ready, 2019, just be ready for what he has for me. And I learned that from my pastor's life. I learned that from my previous pastor's life.
Right.
My pastor, when he ended up taking over the church, had no idea it was coming, went from one Sunday, one of my closest friends, to the next Sunday about to pastor this church. But when he stepped in that pulpit a month later, he'd already had 6 months of messages written out. He said, hey, this is what I'm preaching over the next 6 months.
Wow.
He was just ready. Now, he said, I'm smart enough to, it may change as God does his thing, but he was ready.
Right.
So then the Juma goes, okay, well, you ready. I'm going to give you a date. Wow. And just that quick, I got a date from her.
Yeah.
To do my first message. God is good, isn't he?
How about that?
Always. And you know, another hot button I want you to elaborate on is the fact that I noticed in your periods in life, how you evolved. What do you do to challenge yourself to be better? You're great at what you do. You've been doing it. When you feel you're at a roadblock or what do I do now to increase, or you decided to, what have you done that allows customers from around the world to seek you now? Because this is another important key for a lot of people who are listening here in LA, Atlanta, DC, and all over the world to the Dr. Tanji Show. When you get to that plateau in life, what do you do to reset?
Create a new goal for myself. I like my clients to see I have new goals I'm striving for. I'm going to be doing my first Spartan run.
Wow.
Nice.
So I haven't swam in years. So we'll see what happens. So you got to do everything, right? So I'm preparing for that. So I allow my clients to see me doing things. And then I put myself in a room with people who are better than me.
And then I'm glad you said that.
More than ever.
That's what.
I surround myself with some trainers that are doing what I want to do on a whole nother level.
What does the Spartan include? For those who don't know.
I'm going to run. I'm going to jump. I'm going to ride the bike for 3 miles.
So it's a triathlon times 100.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to see me fail. Because it's okay to fail sometimes. You fail sometimes. You see what you're made of.
Yeah.
And you regroup and you go back and win.
Yeah.
It's okay to fail. So you fail your way to success, right? So they're going to see me fail. They're running with me right now to get me ready. They're going to swim with me. They're going to ride bikes with me.
I love it.
And at the same time, they grow. So.
No, and I'm not laughing at you, but I'm thinking about I had that same challenge, but it was with the Navy SEALs. And you can tell me anything. Once I found out what a Navy SEAL is about, if you may have heard it, you know, when they're talking politics sometimes, but a lot of people don't know what the Navy SEAL mindset, what that entails.
Absolutely.
Much respect to all of our military Navy SEAL job.
Yeah.
I was like, who does that?
Right.
But then I had to train with them. But that was the most empowering, invigorating thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I said, I made it. They were like, you kind of bad. I said, you damn right.
Yeah.
And but that is the ultimate. So when you said Spartan, that's what you made me think of.
And when you have eyes looking at you, like your daughter watching, it's important for my clients to see me always reaching for something else.
Wow.
After you reach this goal, what's the next one?
What's the next one?
What's the next one?
I love that's
it. That's what keeps you going. And then
Absolutely.
Surround yourself by people who make you stretch. One of my closest friends I talk to on the phone all the time is Les Brown.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think
the motivator.
Yeah. He's like, Don, come on. I got a platform for you. You got to finish your book. I want to interview you on my platform when your book is done.
Oh, wow.
So he's making me
get the book done.
My platform ain't going to be around forever. He was just here this past weekend. It was interesting. I was going to go listen to him do a talk.
Right.
He says, no, I need to create a talk on the same day I'm talking. So on the same, you don't come see me. You've seen me enough. I want you to do a talk on the same day. Make it happen.
I love that.
So my girlfriend has an event called the Bella Network.
Okay.
It's an organization of women and we advocate for one another.
Okay.
So I got a chance to talk to the Bella women about diet and exercise.
Oh, I love it.
So funny. It was such a quick thing we put together. We had one person scheduled to show up, RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how we do it. The day of the event, maybe 15 people showed up.
Right.
End up being really nice. I said, well, I'm going to talk to that one person because I'm supposed to do an event.
That's right.
Because that said, don't come see me. Create an event for yourself. See me afterward and we can talk about it.
What a stretch.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Tonight, I created the event at the last minute. It was a great success.
Yeah.
Now I'm finishing my book so I can be interviewed on his platform, which he said is about to go away.
Yeah.
His platform ain't going away. He just telling me my opportunity.
No, Les Brown. He's well rooted. Somebody's always calling Les Brown up. Absolutely.
He's saying to me, your time is running out.
Okay.
We've been talking about it. Let's do it.
Okay.
So he's forcing me. So I'm constantly stretching and growing by
Wonderful.
Friends.
Thank you.
This one here.
Yeah, I know, right? I told anybody,
yes.
If you don't want it to come to pass, don't say
And I called her last week after I got my new charge. So that's, I called, I need to talk to you because I got some new things I need to do. I need your help to help me get there. She's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Thank you for being open, honest, and sincere.
Yes.
Thank you for resembling the kingdom and using the principles. And oftentimes we don't know what principles we're using, but we know they work.
Right.
They're working.
They're working.
And you're being transparent. Yes. And I am excited for what you're doing.
Yes, thank
you. Wow. How about that, everybody? Don Strozer.
Yeah, you interact with Don if you're ready. That? Only if you're ready.
If you're ready,
Don,
right.
Don's going to get in you, okay?
Yep. And if you're not ready, don't waste this woman's time.
And Dr. Tanji, don't you dare wrap this up without talking about your big launch coming. Of course, you can see everything on her Instagram at Dr. Tanji.
Yeah.
But Dr. Tanji Show, but you've got to tell everybody right now. It's coming.
All right. Without further ado, I am so excited about launching Talk to Tanji. This show, again, is designed for people who say, you know what, there's something I got to do it. And they're in this process of doing it.
Right.
And then there are some that say, I need to ask you a question, but I don't want to ask you on the air.
Yeah.
And what better way to interact live on, it's Facebook Live, yes?
Yes.
Facebook Live. And it's no judgment. It's open, honest, and sincere conversations. And it's not, why aren't you doing this? It's, come on, let's go. Let's do this.
Together.
So, how about that?
That's
how
awesome.
About that?
That's
so awesome. I'm excited about that. And thank you so very much, Jeannie, for taking that vision and saying, you know,
Yeah, got to keep going. It's time to evolve. Like, okay, one thing, it's time to go.
Time to
so
go.
I'm excited for
thank you.
And
much.
Don, I mean, I expect nothing but,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Higher books and ebooks. And
yes.
I'll see you training in Dubai and Japan and Tokyo. So I'll be there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So thank you again for coming.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, listeners, for your support. Thank you for your support. You have no earthly idea. I think I tried to say that as much as I possibly can, but I am very grateful for everything and continue following us and supporting us and just being there to be ready, because you never know when that time will come and that phone call will be made and you've got to tell them, yep, I'm ready. All right. So part three coming up next week of vision. I'm going to give you some key principles that are going to be applicable that you can place in your life now to get you where you are now to where you want to be. Thank you again for joining us at the Dr. Tanji Show on LA Talk Radio. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
It's time for the Dr.
That would be me.
Bye this time.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.